This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, March 21st, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. KUAF is supported by All My Treasures, a flea market and antique mall on Highway 16 East in Fayetteville, serving interior designers, collectors, and dealers for 28 years with memorabilia, antiques, furniture, and more. Open 9 to 6 daily with art and furniture consignment now available. 575-0250 for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we learn about new standardized public education testing that will be tried in schools as part of the new Common Core curriculum.
Plus, we have our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from the City Wire. Little Chief performs a song off their new album inside our studio and more. But first, the University of Arkansas System Board of Trustees yesterday gave its approval for the creation of a new online-only university. It's called eVersity. UA System President Dr. Donald Bobbitt argues the online education won't cannibalize student enrollment at existing brick-and-mortar universities.
My expectation and our experience not only of us but of others in other states is that these completely online students who tried college and perhaps weren't successful for a variety of reasons, they're not going to come to a traditional campus. And so our initial assumption is, and I think it's based upon some sound evidence, is that these will be net new students that we will attract.
But Bobbitt does acknowledge that there will be some overlap in online courses already offered by existing UA campuses. He also says funding for the online university won't affect appropriations for the U of A system's physical campuses scattered across the state.
We were very frank with the trustees. We have no intention of submitting the student semester credit hours that we generate at the eVersity to the state for formula funding. That means it's the amount of money the state is spending on higher ed right now and is distributed to each of the campuses, not just those at the U of A system, but across the state. We really don't have an interest in that. If we can't make it go with tuition dollars that we're going to charge, then we're not going to be able to offer that program, or we'll have to close the doors.
Bobbitt says the program may also pursue unconventional semesters, perhaps offering as many as 8 different 6-week semesters a year. The proposal passed without dissent, and classes are expected to begin in the fall of 2015.
Parole absconders in Arkansas have just more than a week to take advantage of an amnesty program before facing tougher penalties. More than 2,000 absconders who have failed to report to parole officers are evading capture. The state's Department of Community Correction is offering an amnesty program through the end of March that will bring absconders back into the parole system without further penalties. Deputy Director Dina Tyler says the state is ready to find those who don't take advantage of the amnesty period.
It's called Special Response Team, and it's made up of highly trained officers. We have 21 of them, and their caseload consists of absconders. And they're starting with the highest fires first, the ones we think potentially pose the largest threat to public safety. And since they've been on the ground, January 13th, they have caught 93 absconders who we felt were a threat, and all of them have been locked up.
Tyler says there are typically two reasons for people to abscond.
It comes time to go to the officer, and they think, I can't pay my $35 this month, so I'm going to skip this. And I'll go in next month, and then I'll get caught up. And the next month rolls around, and they don't have the supervision fees again, so again they skip. And before they know it, they've been skipping for 3 or 4 months. Or perhaps they've been doing real well, and they went to some party or some situation, and they smoked marijuana, and they're worried they're going to fail a drug test.
Tyler says this is the first time an amnesty period has been offered, and it's only being implemented under the circumstances of changing parole laws. Legislators last year toughened parole laws after a repeat absconder was accused of committing a murder. At last check, about 140 of the 2,000 absconders have voluntarily reported during the amnesty period.
The Arkansas Departments of Health and Education are coordinating to launch a project that aims to educate everyone in the state about preventions and treatments of heat-related illness. Greg Brown is the Emergency Medical Services Section Chief for the Arkansas Department of Health. He says during the past 5 years, individuals in the state have been transported to hospitals because of heat-related illness during sports activities, ROTC, or banned practices.
And I think that was one of the driving factors behind this program, is that it's not just about football players, as many people kind of think. It's really much broader than that. It's anybody that is participating in outdoor activity for a prolonged period of time in hot, humid conditions, where there are not many breaks, where they're not hydrated, then anybody, regardless of age, could succumb to exertional heat illness.
Starting this month, thousands of packets, including heat safety instructional material, will be distributed to school districts across the state.
New regional unemployment numbers released this morning spell mixed fortunes for the economies in the area. The January unemployment rate in Northwest Arkansas was pegged at 5.9%. While that represents a decrease of 0.4 points from January of 2013, it's an increase of 0.8 from December. However, the area's labor force has grown by about 2,300 people year over year. The picture is slightly different in the Fort Smith metro area. While the January unemployment rate of 7.8% was a decline of nearly 1.5 points from a year ago, it represents a slight increase from December. Meanwhile, the overall workforce in the Fort Smith area shrank by roughly 2,000 people year over year.
A U of A official will be testifying before a congressional subcommittee next week. According to the university, Charles Robinson, Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community, has been invited to testify Tuesday regarding funding for educational spending. He will appear before the House Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health, and Human Services, Education, and Related Services. Robinson will ask the committee to increase funding for a series of programs for low-income and underrepresented students, veterans, and students with disabilities.
Drivers in Springdale should expect some street closures this weekend. According to the Springdale Police Department, ongoing improvements to Johnson Road have necessitated periodic road closures to accommodate construction. The first of those closures will occur from 7 a.m. tomorrow through 10 p.m. Sunday. The closure will affect Johnson Road between Don Tyson Parkway and Chapman Avenue. While the street will be closed to through traffic, residents living in the area will be able to access homes from Don Tyson Parkway.
And there will be a partial street closure next week in Fayetteville. On Monday and Tuesday, the southbound lane of Arkansas Avenue near the University of Arkansas campus will be closed as needed during daytime hours. According to the city, the closure between Dixon and Maple Streets is necessary to conduct median improvements, which include planting new trees and adding irrigation to the median island.
The John Brown University women's basketball team will face the top-seeded team in the NAIA National Championship Tournament tonight. JBU won its first round game against Lyon College 70-53 last night in Frankfort, Kentucky. Tonight, in the round of 16, JBU faces Vanguard University from California, the number one team in the country, at 8:45.
Expect mostly cloudy skies this evening with a 30% chance of showers and an overnight low of 40 in northwest Arkansas. A 40% chance of showers and a low of 47 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of afternoon showers in northwest Arkansas and a 40% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley with a high around 58 degrees. Tomorrow evening, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows from 34 to 41.